with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, September 13th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Last night, the Galen Catholic volleyball team survived a five-set battle with Akron Westfield, improving to 4-0 in conference play. The Westerners and Jays were in a battle of swings all night. Galen Catholic won the first set, the Westerners took the second, then Galen took the third, and Akron Westfield got the fourth. And finally, Galen was able to take the fifth. Galen Catholic head coach Dan Goble says he was proud of his team's ability to fight through the long match.
Akron wasn't an easy team tonight. They played a good, tough game. Our girls rose to the occasion. We had some ups and downs, but in the end, they really pushed through. They knew that they were tired. They didn't want to go that fifth game, but we went there and we had to face that. And they dug deep especially those last few points, really to close the deal. And I was very, very proud of them for doing that.
And the trend lately for the Jays has featured some incredible serving nights. In their previous match with South O'Brien, the Jays recorded 15 service aces, and in this matchup with Akron Westfield, Galen recorded 12 aces to push them past the Westerners. Coach Goble says if his team keeps serving like this, they can really throw off opposing teams.
Just proud of these girls because they figured out how to get their serves where they want them to be. They put them hard. We had more errors than I wanted us to have, especially on some crucial points. But Aspen at the end there to serve that hard when it's that close, I was really proud of that too. But everybody's just serving well, and I'm so happy to see that. And we need that to be able to put the other team, their offense, off a little bit.
Yeah. Isaiah Sitzman recorded an offensive double-double in the win, notching 13 kills and 22 assists. Coach Goble says her ability to catch a defense off guard is very valuable.
It's really fun to have that option. You know, we talk about it in practice. If somebody takes that first ball, get it up to her nice, and she can swing away at that. And that really is something that the other team doesn't expect and isn't ready for. So it's a good weapon that we really want to utilize as much as we can.
And as the Jays head into the middle of the season with the CYO tournament and the rest of the conference schedule, Coach Goble says he likes the togetherness of the team, but needs to see some little mistakes cleaned up.
I love the chemistry of the girls. Whether they're somebody struggling or not, they all kind of pull each other back up and they try to reset. Some things that we need to work on is some of the silly errors that we make, unforced errors, and just making sure that we're controlling the game and not letting the other team kind of control or giving them the advantage by making those errors.
Galen Catholic's now 4-7 overall and 4-0 in the Wrangell Conference with the win. Akron Westfield dropped to 2-7 overall. They're now 1-3 in conference play with the loss. Let's take a look at the War Eagle Conference volleyball scoreboard from yesterday. 14th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, they pulled off a big sweep over South O'Brien, including a 30-28 third set, and the Hawks remain unbeaten in the conference this year. George Little Rock, they swept West Sioux last night, 3-0. In Missouri River Activities Conference volleyball, the Lamar's Bulldogs dropped their second conference match of the year, now 1-2 in the MRAC, with a 3-2 loss to Sioux City West. The Bulldogs battled tough right away, winning a long first set, 29-27. The next two would go 25-14 in favor of West. The Bulldogs got the fourth pretty convincingly, 25-14, but then in set five, Sioux City West won it 15-12 to hand the Bulldogs the loss. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in four sets. It was ninth-ranked Sioux City East beating Sergeant Bluff Luton in four, and Bishop Heelan swept Sioux City North in three sets last night. In the Western Valley Conference, 6th-ranked Ridgeview won their triangular. They swept OABCIG 3-0 and beat 11th-ranked River Valley 3-0. The other matchup saw 11th-ranked River Valley beat OABCIG in 5 sets, 3-2. Now to the cross-country results from yesterday, the Woodbury Central Invitational taking place, of course, featuring Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson, MMCRU, as well as Hinton. Take a look at the girls' scoreboard, where the Hinton cross-country team won the meet, 37 points, so very low score, with some outstanding individual finishes to take home first place at the meet. Sioux City East was second, and Sioux City North was third. Those are not easy teams to beat in cross country. The Blackhawks were led by Ava Lang, who placed second with a time of 22 minutes, 28.19 seconds. Kyra Peters took home fourth place individually. Cadence Peters was seventh, and Reese Reiger took home eighth spot. How about that? Four in the top 10 for the Blackhawks. Now, as far as individual finishes are concerned that are not attached to a team score, Rachel Putz, of course, winning her home meet. Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson runner taking home the top spot, 21 minutes, 30.4. 5 seconds. She had a pair of second place finishes this year. Good to see her get on top and win a meet, especially at her home meet. Addison Cameron of WCKP was in 11th, time of 24 minutes, 20 seconds even. MMCRU's top runner was Annika Jewell. She finished in 27th with a time of 26 minutes, 42.7 seconds. On the boys' side of the Woodbury Central Invitational, it was Sioux City North winning the meet with 40 points. Sioux City East was second. Sergeant Bluff Luton was third. MMCRU in fourth place. They scored as a team with 144 points. Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson was sixth, and Hinton took home eighth in cross-country yesterday. Caden Gallus had the top individual finisher finish of Plymouth County Runners. He was second, a time of 18 minutes, 6.26 seconds. Caleb Bauer of Hinton finished in 14th with a time of 19:28.88. Lucas Brown of MMCRU took home 15th place in 19:29.28. And Woodbury Central Kingsley Pearson's best finish was from Devin Metcalf in 23rd. He clocked in under 20 minutes at 19:53.28. Also yesterday, the Lamar's cross-country team had went up to Storm Lake for a meet hosted by the Tornadoes. The Bulldog girls took home sixth place at 149 points in the field. MOC Floyd Valley won the meet. Unity Christian second. Harlan Community took home third. Sienna Cass, the best individual girls finish for the Bulldogs, 20th at a time of 21:52.66. And in 2/100ths of a second, finishing behind her in 21st, was Mackenzie DeRocher. Also for Lamar's Community. On the boys' side of the meet, MOC Floyd Valley won that meet. Spirit Lake was second, just 3 points behind the Dutch. Spencer finished in third. Lamar's took home the seventh spot. They finished with 176 points, led by Trace Obink and Aaron Lee. Who would have thunk it? Trace Obink was in third individually at 16 minutes, 46.73 seconds, and it was Aaron Lee who took home seventh, time of 17:29.29. Michael Murrow was in 40th with a time of 19:02.62. All these results from yesterday in volleyball and cross country, they can be found on our website at klem1410.com. If you hover over the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. Coming out earlier this week from Radio Iowa, a new set of football rankings to take a look at and debate, and will become obsolete once the Iowa High School Athletic Association starts releasing rankings here in a couple weeks. In Class A player, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is the number one team in the state. Winfield Mount Union's ranked number two, with Cam of Anita ranked number three. Those spots in the rankings did not change. What did change was Remsen St. Mary's moving up to number four in the rankings after a strong week three win over West Bend Mallard. Bedford moved up to number five this week. No other area schools in the rankings in Class 8 player. In Class A, Linville Sully's ranked number one. Galen Catholic's opponent this week, Woodbury Central, they are ranked number two in Class A football. St. Ansgar's ranked number three. Madrid number four. North Lynn comes in at number five. In Class 1A, Grundy Center's number one in the Radio Iowa football poll. MFL Marmac 2, Underwood's ranked number 3, Iowa City Regina 4, Denver's ranked number 5. In Class 2A, Van Meter takes home the top spot. Central Lyon George Little Rock, the second ranked team in the state. West Lyon, the third ranked team in the state. Western Christian, the fourth ranked team in the state. All three of those in the same district. Spirit Lake checks in at number 5, and the Cherokee Braves also in the same district as 2, 3, and 4. They are ranked number 10 in the Class 2A rankings. In Class 3A, we find Williamsburg at number 1, Mount Vernon 2, Webster City's up to number 3 with Harlan dropping down to 4, and Creston comes in at number 5. How about the rise for the Bishop Heelan Crusaders? 3-0, they are ranked number 7 this week. In Class 4A, North Scott remains number one there. Cedar Rapids Xavier up a couple of spots to number two. Lewis Central rejoins the top three at number three. Adel DeSoto Minburn ranked number four. North Polk ranked number five. And Lamar's Community remains in the 4A rankings with a 3-0 record. They are ranked number eight this week. Finally, in Class 5A, Southeast Polk is number 1, Dowling Catholic 2, Bettendorf checks in at number 3. They moved up 5 spots this week. Johnston's ranked number 4, while Cedar Rapids Prairie rounds out the top 5. You can check out the entirety of the Radio Iowa football rankings by logging on to our website at KLEM1410.com. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website at KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.